It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Marvin Meredith Gymnasium on the campus of Russell Independent Schools in Flats Woods, it's a matchup of the 1st District's Round County Vikings, 19 and 10 on the season, under Coach Sean Thacker, against the Russell Red Devils out of the 63rd District, coached by Derek Cooksey, and they're 16 and 10. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy. Happy to be along tonight on WKCA with WIVY having the Moorhead State doubleheader tonight. And this one should be a good one. Russell, very young, and they have been up and down, but in pretty good shape right now. They are the number 2 seed in the upcoming 63rd District Tournament. We'll come back, go over the starting lineups and more after this on WKCA. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Tree Books and a Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
The Russell Red Devils have won 3 of their last 4 and 7 of their last 10. In the month of February, they've beaten West Carter, Raceland, lost to Boyd County and Greenup County, beat Dawson Bryant out of Cole Grove, Ohio, beat Fairview, beat Bath County, and lost last time out on the 20th to East Carter. They met Round County back on December 5th in the EKC tournament that Round County went on to win. And Round County defeated Russell that night 75-56. Round County has lost 2 of its last 3. Lost to Ashland on the 13th of February, 56-46 in overtime. Came back to beat East Carter 55-42. And then suffered a loss 70-64 at Morgan County on the 19th, on Saturday. Coached by Sean Thacker, he's now 322 and 172 in his seasons at Round County, 483 and 276 in his career at Round County and at Somerset. The JV game went to Russell, 59-28. Russell shot outstanding. A lot of the varsity players who are reserves coming off the bench and playing a lot of varsity minutes played for Russell in that one. Since 1998, Round County has won 23 and Russell has won 12 in the series between these two teams. Let's go ahead and check the starting lineups for Russell. At one guard will be Elijah Neal, a 6-foot freshman, averaging 15.7 points and 3 rebounds. At another guard, Noah Quinn, a 6-foot senior, averaging 5.4 points and 2.4 rebounds. Joe Kazmarsik, a 6'2 senior, will start at another guard. He is averaging 2.5 points and 1.6 rebounds. At a forward, Caleb Rimmer, 6'3 freshman, averaging 14.9 points and 7.6 rebounds. And Tatum Fleming, a 6'4 senior, averaging 8.5 points and 3.6 rebounds. So it's Neal, Quinn, and Kazmarsik at the guards, Rimmer and Fleming at the forwards for Russell. For Round County, at a guard, Deshaun Watson, 6'1 senior, averaging 9.9 points, 5.4 rebounds. At a guard, Jason Ingles, 5'8 junior, averaging 5.8 points and 1.2 rebounds. At a third guard, Braden Myers, 6'1 and a senior, averaging 14.3 points and 3.8 rebounds. For forwards, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.7 points and 2.8 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn, 6'3 senior, averaging a team-high 17.6 rebounds, points rather, and 3.9 rebounds. Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myers start at the guards, Maxey and Wilburn at the forwards. Officiating crew, we've got three individuals that work both high school and college games. The referee will be Mario McKissick, and he's joined by Nate Sutton and Kenny Cagle. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
I promise I do have WKCA written all over my spotting charts here, but I'll probably say WIVY another time or two here in this game. Appreciate being on WKCA tonight while Moorhead State has an OVC doubleheader at the Western Illinois. The Moorhead women lead their game with 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter, 48-45, but they have led by much more than that for most of the game. Next week at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium will be the 61st District Tournaments. On Monday, the girls' first round will open with the Fleming County Panthers taking on Menifee County at 6 o'clock. Round County will play Bath County at 7:30. The girls' championship game will then be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. On Tuesday, it'll be boys' action. The first game will be Fleming County against Bath County, and in the second game at 7:30, again, those first games are at 6, second game's around 7:30, Round County will take on Menifee County. The boys' championship game will be at 7 o'clock on next Thursday night. We will wrap up the regular season with the Lady Vikings tomorrow up at Summit as they will take on Boyd County. 7:30 start, with it's a JV and varsity game, at least the last I have been told. This one is Round County and Russell's second meeting between the two. Russell has played well. The 63rd District, like the 61st District, barely balanced. And Greenup and Russell made the run for the top seed spot in that one, but they finished Greenup 1 and Russell 2. Round County and Russell set to get play, get underway here shortly. And we'll be back with that after this timeout on WKCA.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead has red hot buys going on now. Ace 40-pound wild bird food or 20-pound black oil sunflower seed, your choice for $19.99 each. Buy three and get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Save $1 instantly on Gorilla Tape with your rewards card. Warm up with these red hot buys at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead on Flemingsburg Road at I-64. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include the value pack of Our Family Fresh Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast is only $2.49 a pound. Listen to this. Idaho russets and red or gold potatoes are specially priced. 2 5-pound bags for just $5. You heard me right. 10 pounds of premium potatoes, only $5. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Back here at Marvin Meredith Gymnasium on the campus of Russell Independent Schools. Let's do the starting lineups for these two teams. Brown County in the road green uniforms with white numbers, white lettering, and gold trim. They're down to our left. We're right at the top of the first section of five to seven rows here at Marvin Meredith Gym. And for Russell, in the home white uniforms with maroon lettering, maroon numbers, and gold trim.
Have been able to do. While competing at the KHSAA state track meet in Lexington, David Harless.
They're honoring one of their other student athletes here at Russell before we get started in this one. Again, a veteran crew of Mario McKissick, Kenny Kedley, and Nate Sutton.
For David Harless on this remarkable achievement.
Again, this is the final regular season game for the Vikings. Also is for the Russell Red Devils. They get started on Monday in their 63rd district.
And now at this time, keep your attention courtside for the night's player.
Round County boys will start on Tuesday night.
starting with the visiting Vikings of Round County.
Nice crowd on hand.
A 6-foot senior wearing number
Round
three.
County always travels well. Nice crowd, home crowd across the way.
A 6'2 senior wearing number 5, Weston Maxey.
Deshaun Watson and Weston Maxey out.
Wearing number 11,
Jason Ingles. Round County with four seniors and a junior in their starting lineup. Russell, on the other hand, has two freshmen and three seniors. And their top three subs coming off the bench will be a freshman, a sophomore, and an eighth grader. Neil, Quinn, and Kaz Marchik at the guards for Russell Rimmer, and he's a dandy. And Fleming at the forward. Rimmer averaging 14.9 points and 7.6 rebounds. Second in scoring on this team and first in rebounding.
Starting at guard, a 6-1 freshman. Wearing number 3, Elijah Neal.
So, group of Russell Red Devils are going to be around for a while. They had a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and eighth graders all up and down their game roster. Rimmer's listed at 6'3". He is a stout 6'3". He's been playing since he was in the eighth grade. Cass Marsick is out. Russell has good size and quickness. The 63rd district tournament is going to be on up highway down there, Highway 23 at the greenhouse at Greenup County. Russell's coaching staff, Derek Cooksey, his brother Brett Cooksey, and his dad, Rex Cooksey Sr. Mario McKissick has basketball in hand. I think we're about ready to get this one going. Ball's in the air. Rimmer gets the tap, and it's controlled by Fleming. Ends up in the hands of Elijah Neal against the Round County man-to-man. Left side it goes to Neal. Inside Rimmer puts it up and in. They went right in with Rimmer. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Red Devils. Quinn got that assist. Man-to-man for Russell. Sean Watson dribbled it off his leg, had to go get it. Now he's running the offense again. Right side goes to Colby Wilbur, has it knocked down and lost stolen. And it will stay with Brown County. Brown County opens a little flat, didn't get into their offense very quickly. And Russell, of course, playing their final regular season game here at home. Out and fired up. Braden Myers comes out and gets it this time. He goes right, goes all the way under, takes it to the no good. Rebound Watson. He goes up, has it blocked. And they call him for walking. Sean Thacker talking to Mario McKissick right now. Underneath Fleming has it blocked by Deshaun Watson. And here comes Brown County with it. Braden Myers, right side, looks inside, skip pass across to Ingles. Out to Wilburn. Wilburn's three-pointers on the way. Good. That's their first lead change of this contest. 3-2, Brown County up with 6:28 to go. Neal throws it away. Wilburn gets it. He's going to go under against Rimmer and has Rimmer fouls him. He's determined to try to block it, but he picked up the foul. That's his first, team's first. And Colby Wilburn, a 78% free throw shooter, will shoot two. Missed that one. Student section gave out an appropriate yell just as Wilburn was shooting the free throw. Downs up, also no good. Rebound, Maxie. He puts it up, no good. Rebound, Rimmer. And you got to make free throws, and you got to make layups. Here on the other end, Fleming is fouled by Wilburn. Got him in the air, and Wilburn committed the foul. It's one foul on each team, and it will be a common foul. Inbounding will be Neal. Neal gets an end to Rimmer. Rimmer puts up good. Two lead changes, 4 points for Rimmer. 4-3, Russell goes back up on top. John Watson being guarded by Quinn. Right side it goes to Myris. He's guarded by Fleming. Takes it inside and puts it up and in right off the glass. Three lead changes here in the first 2.5 minutes of this one. 5-4 round counting. With it right side is Quinn. Gets it out high to Fleming. Kes Marchant. Underneath it goes, knocked away and stolen by round count. Headed goes to Maxie. Maxie penetrates, goes all the way under, puts it up, no good. Tried to spin it in and it didn't work. And here comes Rimmer down the lane with it. Puts it up, good. 6-5 Rimmer leads round county. He's got all six of the points for Russell. And we approach 5 minutes. Sometimes when the other team has better size, Round County tries to roll things in, spin layups in, and sometimes they don't go. Colby Wilburn goes underneath with it. Up, no good. Rebound hits the deck, and the is taken by Neal. Neal in the lane, spins, kicks it out to Rimmer. He'll take a long three-pointer, and good. That's 9 for Rimmer, and it's 9-5. Russell on top. Braden Myers, left side to Wilburn. Back out to Braden. John Watson, he goes baseline. Tries to center it. Ends up throwing it right in the hands of a defender for Russell. And here come the Red Devils. With it, Neal. Hands off to Quinn. Kes Marchant. Neal. Out high to Quinn. He penetrates to the right of the lane. Fall away jumper is no good. Rebound taken down by Neal. Nobody blocked him out. Rimmer gets it now. He goes off to the left. No good. And Deshaun Watson has the rebound for Round County. He's down the middle. Goes under. He's fouled. Going to go on Kes Marchant. His first, team second. Got a whining Russell High School bench right now. Not much of difficulty making that call for Mario McKissick. Up, good. Gavin Myers comes in, and Maxie will sit down for Brown County. 9-6. Shot up, good. 9-7. Russell leads, and they'll play at the length of the floor. Myers picks up Elijah Neal early. He gets it in front court, but gives Myers a little shove. Gets it down to Quinn. Out to Kes Marchant. Rimmer spins in the lane. Ends up right side Neal. And then back out to Kes Marchant. Three-pointer right side by Fleming. No good. And the rebound comes off to Round County. Braden Myers goes underneath. Left-hand shot up, rolls in. Myers has 4, and we're tied for the first time in the game at 9 apiece with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Quinn, guarded man-to-man by Ingles, ends up in the left corner to Fleming. Inside it goes to Rimmer. He has it knocked down. goes up with it, puts it up, no good. Oh, and he fouls. Picks up his second foul as he collared Colby Wilburn. Remember, and gets his second. And here's going to come a substitute, no doubt, for Rimmer early in the ballgame, and it's going to be Tyler Cordial, a 6'6 sophomore, but he didn't get in time. Rimmer's still in there. Now they get it to Colby Wilburn. Picks up his dribble, gets it out to Deshaun Watson. Goes to the free throw line, now goes underneath. Spins, puts it up, rolls around, and goes in. That's number 5 on the lead changes, and Brown County leads by 2. Well, knocked away from Rimmer by Colby Wilburn, goes out of bounds, and in comes Cordial. And out goes Rimmer. Also in is Gabe Pridemore for Russell. And again, one more came in. Nope, stayed the same. Jumper, right baseline up, good. That was Pridemore who just checked in. Ties it up for the second time. Brown County back with it. Braden Myers to Gavin Myers. Braden Myers goes in, gives it across to Watson, steps in, skip pass to Myers. Braden Myers puts it up, no good, and the rebound comes off to Quinn. Russell back with it. Inside it goes to Cordial. Turns around with a jumper, no good. Rebound off to Slade White. Off to Braden Myers, off to Wilburn. He goes baseline, goes up, puts it in. Colby Wilburn with 5. 13-11, Round County by 2 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Ball floated in front court to Kazmarsik. Right side to Quinn. Quinn, right elbow jumper, no good. Rebound, Round County just batted around and allowed Russell to come back in and get it. Neal goes down the lane, will spin her up, no good. Wilburn gets the rebound out to Deshaun Watson. He is 1-on-2, so he elects to come back out. Gives it off to Braden Myers, off to Slade White. He needs help, gets it off to Wilburn. Wilburn, three-pointer, rolls around and comes off. And the rebound's in the hands of Gabe Pridemore. Left side with it. Shot up and good. That is a three-pointer by Kazmarsik. That's another lead change, 6 of them, because that puts the Red Devils back out on top, 14-13. With 18 seconds now to go in the first quarter. Down to 12 seconds. Myers. Across to Gavin Myers. To Deshaun Watson. Ball away left side. Watson no good. Rebound Brady Myers, and he puts it up and in at the buzzer. Raylan Myers has 6. That gives us 7 lead changes in that first quarter. And Round County takes a 15-14 lead to the huddle here at the end of 1. Back in a moment on WKCA.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Round County will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Maxie back in. Gavin Myers, Braden Myers, Colby Wilburn, and Slade White. Gavin Myers angles right, Gets to the left elbow to Braden Myers. He goes in, puts it up. He's hacked. Should be Cordial. Nope. Actually, they're going to put it on Quinn. Cordial thought it was on him. First on Quinn, first of the quarter. And Braden Myers, a 78% free throw shooter. We'll have two. It's the first one. As a team, Brown County eighth in the state with the stats that came out this morning in free throw shooting. 16-14, and that one makes it 17-14. Pressure in backcourt. Comes into Quinn. Quinn gets it back to Neal. Quinn takes it back, gets it across the timeline to Pridemore. There was another check-in as Ryder Burgess, who played in the JV game, is in. Had a lot of several three-pointers in that JV game. Near side three-pointer on the way by Pridemore is good. Ties it up at 17. It's like the JV game, anybody that shoots three-pointers can hit them for Russell. Braden Myers penetrates, in the corner it goes to Maxey. Inside to Wilburn. Wilburn has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Brown County. Kevin Myers bounces it in, knocked away, and lost out of bounds by Russell. 7 minutes to go in the half, 17-17. Comes in to Maxey, straight away to Braden Myers. Left side to Wilburn. Maxey in the corner with it, penetrates. Gets out to Gavin Myers. Braden Myers to Wilburn. Wilburn off to Maxey. Slade White down the left side. Out to Gavin Myers. Wilburn gets it back and knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 8 points with a couple of three-pointers. Three-point lead for Round County. Front court ball thrown away by Neal. It's 3-on-3, but he tried to feed it inside to the 6'6 Cordial, but it was off his hands out of bounds. Braden Myers walks it across the Russell logo. Gives left side to his brother, Gavin. Left side to Wilburn. Back to Gavin Myers with 5:57 to go. Colby Wilburn. Kevin Myers goes with the left elbow jumper. Good. Kevin Myers, his first two. 5-point lead for Round County. It's its biggest. Stolen by Round County. Wilburn gets it. He goes under, puts it up, tries to float it, and it's partially blocked. And here comes the Red Devils with it. Turnaround jumper is up again by Elijah Neal. Boy, Round County could have been up seven, and instead they're up three. They had a gimme shot. And then got beat back down the floor. Myers. Left side, Maxey. Well, he is mugged by Neal. Back out to Braden Myers. I don't know what Kenny Kegley was thinking about. He wasn't thinking about a basketball game, that's for sure. Braden Myers down the lane. Skip at Wilburn in the corner goes Gavin Myers. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound taken down by Quinn. He puts it up. And a foul call. Myers gets his first foul. It's a free throw line. Noah Quinn will shoot two. He's a 56% free throw shooter.
Also number 11, Jason Eagles.
That one's up, no good. Rebound by Maxey, 22-20. Brown County has the lead. Deshaun Watson back in along with Ingles. But Brown County has his five starters out there. Wilburn goes in with a one-hander in the lane, will not fall. Rebound comes off to Cordial. I think he walked, but it's hard to get on Nate Sutton. Nate, this time last year, was getting ready to go to the NAIA National Championship. He worked into the semifinals of that last year. Cordial needs help. Gets it out to Neal. His shot up, no good. Rebound batted around, and Deshaun Watson has it. He comes out, angles through the middle of the floor, goes underneath, kicks out in the corner to Ingles. His three-pointer is good. 25-20, Round County by five, matches its biggest lead. Here comes Neal in front court. Underneath it goes Cordial, puts it up, no good. Batted out of bounds by Pridemore. Fleming comes in and Kaz Marshall comes back in for the Red Devils. Kobe Wilburn gets his first rest as Jason Winkleman comes in. .334 to go in the half. 5-point lead for Round County. Ingles with it. Gives it up to Braden Myers. Penetrates, kicks to Jay Swinkleman. He goes under, fakes. Kicks it out to Deshaun Watson. Three-pointer on the way is off height. And the rebound comes off to Cordial. Neal comes with it up the right side. Gets it off to Pridemore. He goes underneath. Throws it up, no good. And Deshaun Watson has the rebound. He's got a lot of those in this game. Watson down the middle. Goes all the way under. Flips it up, and that one stays in. 6 points for Watson. We've got a timeout taken by the Russell Red Devils as Round County has moved out to a 7-point lead, 27-20, with 2:57 to go in the first half.
$25 gas card at halftime unless you're going to have one shot. Time's running out. Come see Officer Martin.
We've got a shooting for a gas card from midcourt for the Russell students at halftime. That ought to be interesting.
Interested in a half-court shot at halftime for their chance to win a $25 gas card. Make sure you are...
Russell has it. They will play it the length of the floor against pressure from Round County. Comes in to Neal. See if anybody runs and jumps him. They are going to do that. He gets it across the timeline, throws it away. Not sure who it was intended for. It sailed over everybody's head. And Round County comes back with it up 27-20. Bringing Rimmer back in the game with his two fouls. And the next chance they get. Ingles with it. Off to Braden Myers. Jay Swinkleman goes by everybody from the right wing and lays it in. 9-point lead for Round County, 29-20. Quinn has it across the timeline. In the corner it goes to Kaz Marcet. Driving down the lane is Neal. He has it blocked, but someone's going to get a foul. Maxey will get his first, team's second of the quarter. And Neal, a 69% free throw shooter, will have two. Puts it up good. Rimmer comes in, and going out is Pridemore. One more free throw for Neal. 2:11 to go in the half, 29-21, now 29-22. Russell cuts the lead down to 7. Braden Myers across the timeline, right of the logo. Goes to Ingles. Looks inside to Deshaun Watson. He's posted up. He's got it. Kicks out to Maxie. Maxie three-pointer is perfect. He has his first. Seventh player to score for Round County in the game. 10-point lead is Round County's biggest. 32-22, minute 45 now in the second quarter. Quinn drives in the lane, gives it out. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Nice block out. It's Myers. All he has to do is shoot through the lane and pick it up. He goes to the free throw line, gives it back to Maxie. Maxie goes in, puts it up, no good. Tapped up by Deshaun Watson. Good. 12-point lead for Round County. Minute 17 to go. Quinn up the right side. Gives it down the right side to Cash Marcy. Out deep it comes to Fleming, and it goes to Rimmer. Rimmer has to kick it out for a three-pointer by Quinn. Rolls out, no good. Nice block out by Deshaun Watson that time, and Braden Myers again is able to come through the lane and get the rebound. 49 seconds to go in the half. Myers penetrates, goes in, leaves out for Ingles. Skip pass across to Jace Winkleman. He does a reverse over the head layup, and it's good. That makes it a 14-point lead, 36-22. Rimmer picked him up, and he couldn't pressure too much on him with those two fouls already in this game. 22 seconds. Neal on the logo now. Angles left, goes right back on the center court jump circle, and it's 15 seconds to go. Down the right side it goes to Quinn. Far corner to Kazmarczyk. It's knocked away by Round County, and with 5.2 seconds on the clock, the Red Devils will have it side front court, and they are smartly going to get Cordial back in the game and take Rimmer with his two fouls out. Up to inbound is Kazmarczyk. Neal, long three-pointer is good. Cuts the lead down to 11, 36-35, Round County at the half. We'll be back with scoring and more after this on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, we're back at halftime, and they have added time to the clock. It should be a 10-minute clock, but looks like they put maybe two and a half extra minutes up there. Okay, it was Round County 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. Round outscored the Red Devils 21-11 in the second period, and Round leads 36-25 at the half. The biggest lead for Russell was four. There were seven lead changes. Biggest lead for Round County was 14. And there were ties at 9, 11, and 17. For Russell in scoring, leading the way is Caleb Rimmer. He got their first 9 points and then got in foul trouble. Four field goals and one of those a three-pointer for Rimmer. 7 points for Elijah Neal. Two field goals, one a three-pointer, and two of two from the free throw line. 5 points for Gabe Pridemore, two field goals, one a three-pointer. Joe Kazmarsik had a three-point field goal and 3 points. And Noah Quinn, one of two from the free throw line and 1 point. 9 field goals for Russell, four of them three-pointers, 3 of 4 from the free throw line and 25 points. Going to show somebody up here with basketball. For Round County, 8 points for Deshaun Watson and Braden Myers and Colby Wilburn. Deshaun Watson, 3 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Braden Myers, 3 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Colby Wilburn, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers. He's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Jace Winkleman, a couple of layups, one of them a circus layup. 3 points for Maxie and Ingles. Both had 3-point field goals in the second quarter. And 2 points for Gavin Myers, a second quarter field goal. So for Round County, 14 field goals, 4 of them 3-pointers, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and 36 points.
Come on, Bella, you're up first.
There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and getting more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg online at MontgomeryTractorSale.com. That's Ferris. Work hard. Feel good. We'll be back with more at halftime after this on WKCA.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Tree Books and a Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, we were hoping to get a halftime stat sheet. We'll see if we can certainly get one at the end of the game. They're not quite as cordial here at Russell as we are at Round County. We have Charlie Charles. He certainly knows the business. And we'll see if we can't get that at the end of the game. Again, 9 points for Caleb Rimmer. Then he got in foul trouble. That was a tough break for Russell. And he had 4 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He is the leading scorer, leading rebounder, and second leading scorer on the Red Devil team. Rand County had 7 players out of the 8 that played score in that first half. And again, don't forget, coming up on Monday is girls' 61st district action. Fleming County versus Menifee County in the opener at 6. Brown County versus Bath County, and that should be a good one on the second game at around 7:30. The girls will play the championship game on Wednesday at 7. The boys' first round will be on Tuesday, and that will be 6 o'clock. Will be Fleming County and Bath County and Round County. I think I've got that one wrong, but I don't have the bracket with me. But anyway, Round County will play Fleming County and Bath County. Round County will play Menifee County, and Bath and Fleming will play. We'll double-check that here as we go along those times. I'll probably get a text on that, but I've got them here on my KHSAA thing. Took a little longer at halftime than normal. So on that 61st district tournament, boys on Tuesday night, it'll be Fleming County and Bath County playing at 6, and Round County and Menifee County playing at 7:30. Round County, as the home team, gets the play in that prime time spot. Fleming County was the number one seed based on a coin flip. Russell has it to start the second half. He has Marsick inbounds to Neal. Also out there is Quinn, Rimmer, and Fleming. Graham County has its starters out there. Kind of Rimmer bounces it off inside. Has to be kicked back out to Neal by way of Kazmarsik. Jumper from the right baseline. No good by Quinn. The rebound by Deshaun Watson. Neal puts it inside. Puts it up. No good. They pointed in the wrong direction because the ball hit Rimmer right in the face and went out of bounds, and they got it straightened out. They asked him if he's okay. And it comes to Myers, off to Ingles. Ingles penetrates, left side, kicks it out to Maxey. Inside to Deshaun Watson, puts it up, good. Watson has 10. And 38-25 here with 7:21 to go in the third quarter. Pry Moore gets it inside to Rimmer. He puts it up, no good. Rebound, Wilbur. Wilbur comes up, bounces off to Myers. He will go under, put it up off the glass way too hard. He did get bumped, but they're not going to call that foul. And here comes Rimmer down the middle of the floor, throws it away. Grand County back with it. On the Russell logo is Braden Myers. Left side to Deshaun Watson. He gets a screen from Maxey. Now Maxey has it on the short corner. He goes inside. Wicks goes up off the glass. No good. Trying to pick up a foul on Rimmer. He thought he had it. Just stood and looked at Kenny Kegley. No, he's doing that. Rimmer gets it inside. He is going to put it up and dunk it. I don't think I call it a slam like the PA guy, but it's 38-27 in favor of Brown County. He did get it over the front lip of the rim, though. Braden Myers has it out deep. Maxey has it. Ingles back to Maxey. Ingles comes out. Long three-pointers off to the left. No good. And Rimmer gets the rebound. Rimmer gets it out front. Three-pointer on the way. Quinn, no good. Rebound off to Braden Myers. Lets traffic clear. Comes down the middle of the floor. Spins. Gets fouled twice. Twice. And they don't call either one. Nate Sutton is trying to console John Thacker.
Check it back in for Russell, number five,
but Ryder Murray McKissick just not interested in calling a foul on that one. Deshaun Watson bounces it into Myers. And now Ingles takes it against the man-to-man. Ingles gives left side to Watson. Penetrates into the free throw line. Gets that to Maxey. Now off to Myers. Maxey, three-pointer right wing is good. Maxey has a couple of three-pointers and 6 points. 14-point lead matches Round County's biggest. 41-27 with 5:07 to go in the third quarter. Ball almost thrown away, but rescued by Russell's Elijah Neal. Neal goes down the lane. Has it blocked by Myers out of bounds. It'll be Russell's ball underneath its basket. Neal gets it into Pridemore, who just checked in. Also checking in is Burgess. Out high with it, though, is Neal. He goes around to the baseline, spins, throws it up there, and gets it to fall. That is throwed up a prayer and answered by Elijah Neal. 41-29. Ingles goes underneath and lays it in as he whips Quinn. ...43-29, 4 minutes to go. Pry Brad Moore. Bounces inside to Rimmer. Rimmer's loose underneath. Puts it up and in. He's got 13. And it's 43-31. Deshaun Watson bounces top of the key to Maxey. Around the right corner to Wilburn. And he swishes a three-pointer. He's got 11. And it's a 15-point lead. Round County's biggest. Neal guarded by Myers. Spins in the front court. Gives it Pridemore. He flips it to Miner. Rimmer. And Rimmer puts it up and in. He's got 15 and a timeout taken by Russell. 30-second timeout. It's 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Quick played third quarter so far, and it's 46-33. Want a more that's tough enough to break all the rules without sacrificing anything? Want performance and unbeatable value? Bad Boy Mowers have the power, simplicity, and comfort you demand. It's that time of year. You deserve a Bad Boy. Available at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg and online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude. Got new readers for Montgomery Tractor Sale. Get a chance to try those out tonight. Brown County will work at the length of the floor. Myers cross to Watson. Looks like it's a zone. Watson penetrates. Goes all the way under. Kicks out in the right corner. Ingles, high arching three-pointers. Perfect. Ingles. Now with 8. 49-33. Out deep with it for Russell is Kaz Marcik. Now Pridemore gets it. He goes under, kicks out to Kaz Marcik. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Goes out, up, no good. Taken by Burgess. And now Round County has the rebound. Three-pointer right side by Wilburn. He's got 14 now, and it's a 19-point Round County lead. Pridemore hands it off to Neal. Neal goes under, has to throw behind the back to Rimmer. He puts it up good. And I say he did have to throw it behind his back because he got behind the backboard. It was the only way he could get it back to Rimmer. 8 points in this quarter, 9 in the first half, 17 for Caleb Rimmer. 52-35, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gavin Myers down the left side gets out to Ingles. Three-pointer Ingles, no good. Rebound. And I'm going to call a foul on Deshaun Watson, his first. Team's first.
Return to the game for Russell number 0, Noah Quinn.
Quinn comes back in and Burgess goes out. Round presses in back court. In comes to Rimmer. Comes out on the dribble. It's at left side. Cross to Kaz Marcik. Ball almost stolen. And it is stolen by Ingles. Ahead to Braden Myers. He goes up and puts it in. 54-35. Round County on top by 19 again. Pridemore off to Quinn in front court for the Red Devils. Rimmer spins in the lane and he's fouled. I'm going to tell you what, Kenny Kegley did not call that foul, and that was horrible that he didn't, but Nate Sutton rescues him.
The line for Russell shooting two, Caleb Rimmer.
I don't know who the foul was on, and they put it on the board. Rimmer puts up the free throw, good.
Russell number 24, Tatum Fleming.
So we got a foul there to figure out. Rimmer puts it up, bounce around, no good. Rebound taken by Colby Wilburn. Right side, Gavin Myers. In the corner to Wilburn. Penetrates. Stops with a jumper that rolls in right in front of the bucket. He's got 16. 20-point lead. Rimmer hits left side. Three-pointer up, no good. Myers has the rebound. The shot was taken by Fleming. Going down, putting it up and in off a pass from Myers is Deshaun Watson. 22-point lead. Stolen away by Myers. He goes up and puts it in. Rounds pressure bothering the Red Devils right now. And a timeout taken. It's going to be a full timeout taken by Russell. 60-36, Round County by 24 with 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back after this on WKCA.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Brown County presses in backcourt. Elijah Neal has it. He's guarded by Myras. Comes across the timeline. Gets it to Quinn on the right side. Slade White is in for Brown County. He's guarding Rimmer. Back to Neal. He goes around to the baseline. Needs help. Loops it back out to Fleming. Here's Marsick has it on the left side. Trying to get it into Rimmer. Quinn goes underneath. Stops with a left elbow jumper, good. And it roll all the way around and fall in with 10 seconds to go now in the quarter. 60-38. Grand County a little late getting into it. Deshaun Watson with 4 seconds. Kicks it out. Ingles, three-pointer right side, bounces up, no good. Got a little, had to take a longer three-pointer, a longer shot than they probably needed, because they got a little slow start on the offense, but we're at the end of three quarters. 60-38. Round County leads by 22. Back after this on WKCA.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Did you know that Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can make new chipped keys and remotes for your vehicle? Save on dealer quality key start keys. Stop by Big Four and we'll do the rest. Do you need propane to keep warm this winter? We have that too, along with pellets for your wood stove, heat tapes, and more. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can keep you warm this winter. On Flemingsburg Road at I-64, Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Brown County back in front court. Left elbow jumper by Deshaun Watson is good. He's got 14 now. Brown County back by 24, 62-38 with 7:45 to go in the game. Rimmer has it knocked away and stolen. Comes Jason Winkleman with it. Gives it off to Gavin Rambis. No good. Tap up. No good. Tapped up. Good. That was by White. Slade White got the tip in. 26-point lead for Brown County. 64-38. Quinn down the right side with it to Kaz Marsick. Looks inside to Rimmer. Has to come back out to Quinn. Goes to Rimmer on the left side by way of Fleming. Fleming puts it and goes in, puts it up, no good. And saved in, but right to Round County by the Red Devils. Gavin Myers has it left side. Off to Slade White. Needs help. Gets it out to Myers. Left side to Jace Winkleman. He goes in the lane. Right side. Maxie steps inside the three-point arc and misses the jumper. Round County knocks it out of bounds and will go to the Red Devils. Braden Myers comes back in and Deshaun Watson will get a rest. Cordial comes in for the Red Devils, and out goes Kazmarczyk. Pressure and back forth. Brown kind of backs up, just kind of slows the pace down a little bit. Neal gives it off to Rimmer. He's guarded by Winkleman. Winkleman goes right, forces his way in, puts it up.
Number 12, Jason Winkleman,
gets his first foul. It's another.
The lineman Russell shooting two, Caleb Rimmer.
Looks like Rimmer may have some blood on a hand. As he comes over to the Rimmer's going to have to go out. And in to do the shooting for the free throws will be Ryder Burgess.
Shooting free throws for Russell, number five, Ryder Burgess.
Burgess puts it up and in. Up and in. Two for Burgess. 64-40. Braden Myers skips across to Gavin Myers. Comes back to the near side. Penetrates. Back to Gavin Myers. He goes inside. Kicks left to Winkleman. Myers goes in. No good. And here comes Russell with it. Not a bad shot. Just couldn't get it to fall. Falls loose on the floor. And timeout taken by Russell. Must be a 30-second timeout. They are standing. 6:02 to go on this one. Brown County has stretched out to as much as 26 points. And right now, right now the Vikings lead 64-40, 24 points. Brown County huddled down to our left. I think they made one change during that break. Brown County called from the huddle. Rimmer still not able. Now they got him back in there. Finally. Sure, they wanted him back in as soon as possible. Ball lobbed into Rimmer. And he's fouled by Jace Winkleman. He really. That was a wasted foul right there. Rimmer gets. He's got 19. He's got 20 points, and we'll go to the free throw line. He's one of two from the free throw line in this game. Puts it up. Good. 21-point lead, 64-43, with under 6 minutes to play. A 1-3-1 zone defense right now by the Red Devils. And thrown away. Evaded Gavin Myers and got him to throw it to Neal. Trying to go back door on a cut there. Neal's got it. Off to Quinn, drops it. Rimmer takes it in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, put up and in by Cordes. Brown County standing around a little bit right now with this big lead. 64-45, 5:20 to go. They change defense, and Brown County has not done a good job as far. Winkleman gets it underneath to Slade White, and he's fouled twice. They're going to put it on the one that wasn't Caleb Rimmer. It'll be on Cordial, his first. And Slade White will go to the free throw line for two. White rolls the free throw around and it comes off. Ingalls and Wilburn come back in. Winkleman and White sit down. No, White's at the free throw line, so who else went out? Gavin Myers went out. No good. Rebound taken by Braden Myers, and he puts it back in.
Two for Braden Myers.
Now we got Cordial out there trying to bait some round kicking folks to some contact. Coach Sean Thacker just points to, you know, be smart. Burgess hits a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the game. 66-48. Slade White, left corner, Ingles. Bounce a short corner to Maxey. Inside to Wilburn. Gets it off to Slade White. Puts it up and in. Should have been a foul also on that one. 68-48. Burgess back in front court with it. Driving with his heel. He goes under. Tries to feed it off to Cordial. Almost hits him in the face. Grand County sends back in Deshaun Watson for Maxey. 4:20 to go in the game. 68-48, Round County. Ingles across the timeline. Gets it in the left corner to Deshaun Watson. In the lane to Wilbert. Goes up. No good. Goes and gets his rebound. Goes back in. Gets fouled. They still don't call it, but he puts it in. He's got 18 points. 70-48. Left corner with it was Burgess. That's all the way around to the right corner. Rimmer takes a baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Watson. Watson gets it off to Brayton Myers. To Watson. Myers looks short corner to White. Comes back to a cross-court pass to Ingles. Inside to Colby Wilburn. And he didn't have enough body on Rimmer. Rimmer able to go over the top and slap it out of bounds. Pridemore comes in. And Quinn goes out for the Red Devils. 3:27 to go in this one. Right corner. Colby Wilburn long on the three-pointer. And Rimmer has the rebound. And it goes, and that's a walk. Nope, going to be a jump ball. Who gets it on the alternating possession? Looks like it's going to stay with the Red Devils. Play comes in to Pridemore. Back in the corner to Neal. Neal. Circus shot, gets it to go. He's got 11 points, now in double figures, 70-50 the score. 3 minutes to go in the game. Watson, right corner. Myers, three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound off to Fleming. Front court, Neal with it, drives underneath, puts it up. Put it in. And someone's going to get a foul. That's Wilburn's third foul. That was a foul we missed earlier. Happy hand grenades right now for the Red Devils. Puts that one up, no good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson. 18-point lead for Round County. Well, they are not wanting to call fouls right now. Kobe Wilburn goes in with a 14-footer. No good. O'Neal back down front court. And he flips it up. No good. Batted out. Ingles got it. Braden Myers gets it. He puts it up, and he's fouled. Ball goes in also. Fleming will get a foul. And Round County is going to empty the bench at this point. 72-52 with 2:14 to go. I think he was wanting to do that a little bit earlier, but they had a couple players that came in and got a little physical on that. Free throw for Myers. Free throw up, good.
the game for round coming. Grant Rose
comes in. Braden Birchfield's in there.
Braden Birchfield competing for.
Hayden Goldberg is also in. Inside it goes Rimmer. Shoots it underneath. Shot up and in by Fleming.
And timeout, Russell.
Got a 30-second timeout. They're taking a timeout. And we've got a... I don't know if they're going to take it or not. They wanted to say make a substitute. They had to count it as the full, and they were going to go ahead and play. Brown County will play at the length of the floor with 2:01 to go. Jace Winkleman will inbound to Grant Rose. Kevin Myers has it now. Has it knocked away off his foot. And with 1:52 to go, it'll be Russell basketball. 73-54 the score. Quentin Hewitt in the game for the first time. Also, Hankins in. Hankins has it straight away. He takes a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Birchfield gets it out to Gavin Myers with a minute 30 to go. Rose, Myers has it knocked away. Stolen, here comes Russell with it. Long three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, goes out of bounds, saved in by Russell, but Grant County gets it. 1:10. Birchfield, three-pointer, left corner Birchfield, no good. Rebound comes off to Shea Burnham for the Red Devils. Foul will go Shea White, his first. Oh, they're going. Well, actually put that on Gavin Myers, not on. They just signaled it wrong the first time. There we go. Jumper, left side is good. That's a three-pointer by Corbin McGrath. 73-57, 43 seconds to go. Round County has just turned it over the last few times. Three-pointer right corner, no good long by Thacker. And with 30 seconds to go. Three-pointer right side, good by Binge, Caden Binge. That makes it down to a 13-point lead. Jace Winkleman, right corner Thacker, he drives baseline. And throws it off a Russell player. Seconds. Round County will comes into Birchfield, out to Rose, back in the corner to Thacker. He puts it up, no good. Rebound with 4 seconds to Russell. Long three-pointer, up and good by Binge. And this is going to end up being a 10-point ball game. Final score, Round County 73, Russell 63. We'll wrap it up in a few moments here. Talk with Coach Thacker after this timeout on WKCA.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Brown County led 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. They led 36-25 at the half, 60-38 at the end of the third, and went at 73-63. We had seven lead changes all back in the first quarter. Biggest lead for Russell was four, with three ties at 9, 11, and 17, and Brown County led by as many as 26. Scoring for Russell, 21 points for Caleb Rimmer, 13 points for Elijah Neal. Those are two leading scorers on the season. 6 points for Caden Benge. He threw in a couple of three-pointers, literally, coming down the stretch. 5 points for Gabe Pridemore. 5 points for Ryder Burgess. 3 points for Noah Quinn. 3 points for Joe Kazmarsik. And 3 points for Corbin McGrath. 2 points for Tyler Cordial and 2 points for Tatum Fleming. For Round County, 17 points for Braden Myers, 14 for Deshaun Watson, 8 points for Jason Ingles, 6 points for Weston Maxey, 4 points for Jace Winkleman and Slade White, and 2 points for Gavin Myers. Our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. This one is going to be senior Deshaun Watson. He had 14 points and I'm sure had a team-high rebound. The stats here, they just keep partial ones, so appreciate them thinking of us here at the end of the game, but doesn't help as far as coming up with rebounds for the Round County players. Russell concludes the regular season with a 16-11 record, and Round County is 20-10 as they hit the 20 mark here on the final regular season game. We'll see. We're sure the Coach Stacker is going to be up. As looks like part of the huddle has broken. There he is. He snuck in the back way. Coach Sean Thacker now with the headset on. Coach, got to that 20 wins in the regular season.
Yeah, it feels nice to get back to that. Been a year or two, so have to go back and look at it. But definitely, you know, one of those things that we're excited to have a 20-win season. You know, we quietly went about our business as far as the EKC goes. We finished they kind of divided it up into big school, small school, regular season. So us, Greenup, Russell, and East were part of the big school. And we were able to secure that regular season championship, and you know, we went undefeated in the EKC with the tournament and the regular season. So, you know, just proud of our kids. You know, I thought we played really well tonight. I thought we did a lot of good things. Probably the most box outs we've seen all year. You know, and you know, people boxing out and other dudes going and chasing the ball down.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, not, sometimes it ain't you that's going to go get it. You just make sure that the guy you're boxing out ain't going to get it. And, you know, I think if that can carry over, I thought we did that really well. I thought we executed offensively, you know, really well. And, you know, I just thought we did a lot of good things tonight. And, you know, we were able to mix up our pressure a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, we relied on sitting down and guarding for the most night, you know, because that's what it's going to come down to. When you play the best of the best, you know, you got to be able to sit down and guard and do those kind of things. And, you know, we'll have a tough challenge. You know, the Ricker kid will be a tough challenge for us on Tuesday. The Williams kid is back off his injury, and he's been making threes. And Manly and Jolly and, you know, 14's name slips my mind, but he's a slasher. I like his game. I like the way he plays. You know, they're very formidable, and they've played a really good schedule, and they're going to come in, you know, they'll come in with nothing to lose kind of mentality, and they'll be ready to go. And Coach Robinson's done a great job over there at Menifee County with those guys and elevating their mindset, and he'll have them ready to go on Tuesday. And we can't take nothing for granted. We'll get a day off, and then we'll get two or three days to lock in on them, and you know, take nothing for granted, and be ready to play come Tuesday night. And you know, hopefully we'll have a big crowd. Don't take anything for granted. You know, you only get a chance to watch this group of seniors play there, may, you know, once for sure, maybe twice, you know, just depends on how things go. So, you know, be there to help us get through it.
There, St. Clair Healthcare Player of the Game. I thought Deshaun Watson deserved that tonight. He did a great job on the backboards, tapped one in, and played well defensively.
Yeah, all around. You know, yeah. He did a lot of really good things. You know, he was making extra passes. You know, I'm sure his stat line is going to be really solid in a lot of areas. And he, you know, when you watch the film, he's going to grade out really high. I thought, you know, that's one of his top performances. But anytime, you know, we get those guys playing at the level that they were playing at tonight, and you know, I thought. The Morgan County game, I didn't think we did a good job, especially in the first half, of making that extra pass. Passing up the first good look to get a great look a little bit later in the possession. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight, of taking and making the extra pass to get the wide, wide open shot. And, you know, I know I felt like our three-point percentage tonight was probably pretty good. I'm not sure how many we made, but, you know, I felt like we did a good job of playing inside out and getting a good number of threes.
And you had 8-4 in each half.
Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, good balance. And, you know, you score 70-some points, and, you know, you get points in the paint. I thought our transition, you know, I thought we rebounded it, which got us into transition, which got us buckets, too. So,
well, you mentioned the box outs, and somebody remembered to go get the ball tonight,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
every time.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And I thought our bench minutes were excellent tonight. I thought those guys coming in all did a great job and started in the rows tonight. So, you know, we got to have everybody. You know, we got to be locked in. We got to be. We got to be together, and you know, we got to be ready to take on that next challenge.
7:30 Tuesday night.
7:30 Tuesday night. All the practice is over. The loser leave town match is here, and we've been working, and we had a good practice yesterday, felt good about it, and going into Monday, we had to take some days off. We had to get some rest for our kids, and it may have showed a little bit on Monday, but Morgan's good too, so hopefully the getting some rest tomorrow, being able to get some two or three really good workouts can get us locked in and ready to go for this postseason.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for the regular season for the Vikings. Appreciate the folks allowing us to be on WKCA tonight. Certainly want to thank Owen Mundy on studio controls. Thank Russell for their assistance and Coach Thacker and his staff. Again, Round County led from the second quarter on, pulled it away to as much as 26, and then again, happy hand grenades for the Russell Red Devils down the stretch. They threw in some bizarre shots, and good for them. They cut it back from a 26-point deficit down to a 10-point deficit, and that was the final score. So that's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow night we'll be over in Summit at the middle school gym at Boyd County, and it'll be the girls' action at 7:30, and we'll have that on WIVY. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks again to everybody. Final score, Rand County gets its 20th win of the season, 73-63 over Russell. Until next time, it's Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Bolero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.